Summer is well along. Only the scorch marks on the sidewalk remain to remind us the 4th of July and its fireworks were 2 weeks ago now. There's still plenty of time, weeks of them, to grab a good book and settle into a beach blanket or the shade of a sturdy tree. We're visiting weekly with independent bookstores for a segment we call Summer Reads. This week, we check in with Bloomsbury Books in Ashland in the persons of Sheila Burns. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
And Becky Pedersen's here as well. Good to see you.
Lovely to be here. Thank you.
Let's talk about the fact that this is a busy bookstore in a town that gets a lot of tourists in the summer. And I wonder how much of your foot traffic in the summer is some people who are from out of town and just wanting to peruse books and look for things to read while they're on vacation.
Oh, we're very grateful for the tourists from out of town who come through the summer and the fall and the spring now. And yes, it makes a huge difference. And you know what? The people who come from the Shakespeare Festival are usually readers, too. So it works out very well for us.
So do you stock a lot of Shakespeare kinds of titles, Becky?
We have a wonderful Shakespeare section, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there is a trend in publishing of modern adaptions of Shakespearean stories, which is so much fun.
Oh, where the it's not called by the original Shakespearean title anymore, but it's the Shakespearean storyline.
Yes, but it's done by people like Anne Tyler and Jeanette Winterston and who else did that?
Joe Nesbo.
Can you give us an example of one of those?
Well, Macbeth by Joe Nesbo. Mm-hmm. He was a Swedish, very graphic crime writer, and people love him, but he does the story of Macbeth as done in a Swedish noir novel.
Like a crime drama? Right. So, yeah, who's solving the murder of King Duncan? So as you compile recommendations for visitors to the store or just in general, I mean, what do you look for different sorts of things in the summer? I ask this of everybody who comes into Summer Reads.
You know, I've been on this is my third show, and I would usually say yes, but Becky and I were talking about it yesterday, and it's not always the light beach reads. Some people want those, and those do come out. But I've noticed lately publishers are putting some important books out in the summer, and
Nonfiction books?
Important fiction books. Two of them. Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead, one of my favorite writers. And Machines Like Me by Ian McEwan, another one of my favorite writers. Those are two important literary, wonderful books. And they're summer reads. And I was surprised they weren't fall reads. But the publisher does that for a reason. People have time to read them in the summer.
I noticed that Machines Like Me shows up on a couple of lists of recommendations. Tell us a bit about the book, if you would, Sheila.
Oh, I love this book. Ian McEwan is probably my favorite writer. He is so elegant, so witty, so intellectual. Machines Like Me is about artificial intelligence. It's about an alternate reality where in the 1980s, where Alan Turing never died, he's a major character. When he's arrested for indecency, he fights it and he goes on to be a leader in the gay movement and one of the inventors of artificial intelligence. So the young protagonist gets one of the first robots called Adam coming out. There are 26 of them. He wastes an inheritance on it. Who ends up being fascinating. It's a story kind of being human. What's the difference between a brain and a mind? It's a wonderful book.
That is not a light beach read, I would gather.
It's not a light beach read because you're going to think about it a lot. Artificial intelligence is such a life-changing thing that's happening to us right now. It's going to stay with you, but it's totally engrossing.
And what was the other title you mentioned a moment ago?
Oh, Colson Whitehead, who won the Pulitzer Prize.
Oh, yes, yeah. He was on the cover of Time magazine
last
week.
Right, Underground Railroad. Mm-hmm. Has a book out called Nickel Boys, which is, it's shorter, it's so well written. It's about Jim Crow era Florida, based on a true story about this horrible reform school that a lot of black children were sent to. And it's another story about the black experience in America at a certain time, and it's so powerful. It's a wonderful book.
Summer Reads on the Jefferson Exchange with Sheila Burns and Becky Pedersen from Bloomsbury Books in Ashland. Becky, what rises to the top of your list of recommendations for this month?
Well, it's interesting. Sheila mentioned time and the fact that summer is a season when we have more of it. Mm-hmm. And it's a great opportunity maybe to read something we've always meant to read but haven't found the time in our ordinary lives. And a personal example for me is that I recently reread To the Lighthouse for the first time in the better part of 10 years. And I think To the Lighthouse makes great summer reading for several reasons. One is the setting. It's a beach setting, beach house in the summer. Another is the pithy dialogue and the examination of the secret inner lives of men and women and the sort of tacit codes that we communicate with. And it's also the language itself, because Virginia Woolf loved language, and she could be quite playful. And when I was reading To the Lighthouse, it felt a little bit like I was drinking champagne in the morning on an empty stomach.
With all of the blessings that confers, right?
It goes right to your head and your heart and makes you feel warm and bubbly. And I think it makes great summer reading. I really do.
Is there a headache later, though? From
from Virginia Woolf, champagne? Never. Maybe from the champagne.
Mm-hmm, okay. So it's To the Lighthouse by Virginia Woolf. And then give me your number two then.
Well, when I read, I'm also looking for a safe place to think about contemporary issues. And contemporary issue that is really on my mind right now, and I think on all of our minds, is immigration. And I think books by immigrants and about the immigrant experience are always important, but are especially important right now. And one of the literary giants of this summer has been On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous by Ocean Vuong. And he's a poet. He's a Vietnamese-American. And this novel follows the story of Little Dog, who is raised in Connecticut in the 1990s by his mother and grandmother, who are Vietnamese immigrants marked by war and violence and mental illness. And ultimately, it is literature and language which save him and give him an opportunity to really look at his family history in a different way. And it's so beautifully written. It's not a light read, but it is a book that you'll be glad you read and that will leave you marked.
Marked. It's going to stay with you for a while.
Correct.
I noticed that we're talking about some fairly big names coming up on the list of things I noticed as recommendations on the Bloomsbury Books website. Michael Pollan has a recent book out, How to Change Your Mind.
I read that and I did enjoy it. Michael Pollan's my generation, so I can remember in the 60s our fascination with LSD and Timothy Leary and how it was supposed to be a drug that was supposed to be therapeutic. And anyway, he goes and he investigates how to change your mind. And he uses himself, of course, as the subject, the experiments on himself. It's fascinating. I mean, I thought one of the most interesting incidents was using LSD at Johns Hopkins. It has a whole program, a hospice program, with dying patients who do it, who leave so inspired. I remember a couple of them answered, a couple, and they would maybe even with different experiences said the answer is love. it's done fantastically well. I'm here on the West Coast. It's such an interesting read.
Michael Pollan, famous, of course, for The Omnivore's Dilemma as well. We are talking to Sheila Burns and Becky Pedersen from Bloomsbury Books in Ashland in this week's edition of Summer Reads. I noticed, too, your picks for June included a book by Melinda Gates. This is the Melinda Gates, right, of Bill and Melinda?
You know, you're reading from our website, and I didn't read that book.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read it, Becky?
No, Becky didn't.
We have all of our booksellers put them on, but they're not. Mm-hmm. I do have one I wanted to talk about.
Absolutely.
Though. Okay. We're just talking about such serious, heavy, life-changing books that are also very engrossing. But I have one to recommend that is probably very little intrinsic literary value, but it was really entertaining. It's the classic beach read. It's The Golden Hour by Beatrix Williams. I spent the whole weekend on the porch reading it. So it wasn't exactly the beach. And it weaves two stories, one from World War I and one from World War II, about this young journalist who goes to Nassau, the Bahamas in 1941, and she is covering the Duke and Duchess of Windsor. Fascinating people. Apparently it's playing on the rumor that the Duke and Duchess were Nazi sympathizers, admirers of Hitler. I spent a lot of time with my Google account looking them up and looking up the information. But anyway, it's so romantic. It is so lush. It is so fun. I would really, really recommend it. And it's The Golden Hour.
By Beatrice Williams?
Right.
Uh-huh. And then what else? What's all else on your list, Becky? Let's get another one from you.
Well, Elizabeth Gilbert has a new book. And, of course, she is famous for the Eat, Pray, Love, which has become from a book to a movie to a lifestyle. And then she proved herself in the genre of historical fiction with A Signature of All Things, which, if you haven't read yet, please also add that to your summer reading pile. But her new book is City of Girls, and it's set in New York City. And New York is also very much a character. Starts pre-World War II, right on the cusp there, and carries us through the 1980s. And I just love New York at that time period, at the second half of that last century for storytelling. It's just such a rich area. But it's about a young girl who refuses to be defined by her gender and refuses to be defined by her sexuality. And she loves the theater. She befriends showgirls, gets into some trouble here and there, but she finds herself and refuses to be anything but herself. And it's a fun read. It's a little sexy, has some pizzazz. I think that's a great summer read.
I noticed it topped the list of the Bloomsbury picks for June on the website. How many, you were talking about the readers, Sheila, so how many different people work at the store and how big a pile of recommendations can you get that you probably have to whittle down to something a little shorter?
Well, everybody, Becky is my go-to for almost everything. But there's also Susan, who is an expert in mysteries. I mean, she will tell you right now to read American by Night, Norwegian by Day, which is a wonderful one. She actually wanted me to get a plug for that when I asked what's the best mystery going on. And Greg, talk to him if you're interested in fantasy or science fiction. Anita reads everything we read. There's some of us who like the same thing, but she's the children's books expert, anything on teens. So is Emma. And John Gaffey, I shouldn't forget him. John Baxter always says, bring John with you on the show, and John won't come because he said, I read this heavy existential things. Nobody's going to care about them, but I think they would. I think you should really
those are the
show
books that appeal to John Baxter, too, who's the senior producer of The Exchange.
Probably. So, yeah. So there are a lot of people reading a lot of different things in the store, and we have about, I think I said we had 9 people in the store now.
Is there one book that you're having trouble keeping in stock because it's just getting bought up that fast? Whether it's a recommended one or not.
You know, there a lot of the political things go very quickly. The mm-hmm. book called Falter by Bill McKibben. Mm-hmm. It's a very necessary, incredibly depressing, a little bit of hope at the end.
Always read. About climate change with Bill McKibben.
It is. Yeah. It is. I mean, that seemed to really interest our clientele, and for a while we were just out of it.
Okay, and of the fiction works, is there one that's flying off faster than any other?
It is our best fiction. Oh, Where the Crawdads Sing sells over and over and over again. When I was here last year, I talked about it in hardcover. It's still number one on the bestseller list. That is the fiction book.
Uh-huh. And who's the author of Where the Crawdads Sings? I'll look it up. Here we go.
Delia Owens.
Thank you. Thank you. I read it. I like
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, I'm not trying to turn this into a Jeopardy segment. We're getting there. All right, so a list to go through here. We got American Night, Norwegian by Day, Colson Whitehead's Nickel Boys, The Golden Hour by Beatrice Williams, How to Change Your Mind by Michael Pollan, City of Girls by Elizabeth Gilbert, Machines Like Me by Ian McEwan, The Lighthouse by Virginia Woolf, On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous by Ocean Vuong.
Correct.
Okay, and we did mention last Where the Crawdads Sings by Delia Owens. Wow, what a list. Thanks so much for coming in for today's Summer Read. Sheila Burns and Becky Pedersen from Bloomsbury Books in Ashland.
Thank you.